So I just want to talk a little bit about Crohn's disease and colitis and what they are. So both of these illnesses, Crohn's disease and colitis, are what is called inflammatory bowel disease. And this is just a generic name for a group of disorders of the bowel. So these are recurrent inflammation of the intestines, but they lead to serious health complications. So Crohn's disease, the typical scenario for this is that you experience diarrhea, weight loss, a tenderness in the right lower quadrant, and the entire thickness of the bowel wall is affected. But it's also said to mainly affect the terminal ileum, that's the last bit of the small intestine. But it may also affect other parts of the digestive system. So sometimes people have a problem with the mouth or the esophagus or the colon or the stomach. Colitis is a little bit different in that it affects the lining of the colon. You normally experience bloody diarrhea and with pus and mucus. You would also probably have cramps in the lower abdomen. And the diagnosis of all of these types of things is confirmed by having a proper hospital admission and having an examination. In the case of colitis, this is done through a colonoscopy. Inflammatory bowel disease is common more in females than males. It tends to affect Caucasians two to five times more than black Oriental people. But Jewish people have three to six times a higher incidence. So there are probably some, you know, genetic and inherited factors there that predispose certain groups of people to have more of these kinds of problems. So Why do people have these? So as we've said, genetics can play a part because you often find that in families more than one person will have this problem. The second thing is that infections are thought to play a part. So fungal infections, bacterial, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus or mycobacterium can also play a part, as well as Pseudomonas, chlamydia, and Yersinia enterocolitica. Autoimmune disturbances are probably secondary, but are not the cause of the problem. There are also theories as to dietary elements causing the problem, in particular milk and dairy products. And refined sugar has definitely been implicated in several bits of research. Allergies and food intolerances could also play a part in it. And another thing that's been considered, which is a serious player in the development of the disease, is deficiencies of enzymes that specifically work to help you to digest the carbohydrates in your diet. Regarding the psychological causes of it, there's not really any clear evidence. But one thing I know I came across when I developed colitis myself was a piece of research that showed that stressed mice developed colitis much more easily. So that's a little bit about about colitis and Crohn's disease and what we believe is the cause of these things. So in the next audio, I'll talk a bit more about the kinds of treatment and what you can do about these particular conditions.